It's Friday, July 7th, 2017. I'm Herbie Newell, and this is the Defender Podcast, a daily encouragement to mobilize and equip the body of Christ to manifest the gospel to orphans and vulnerable children. This daily podcast is a ministry of Lifeline Children's Services, and I'm coming to you from Birmingham, Alabama, joined with our Georgia State Director, Blake Rogers. So throughout this time on the Defender Podcast, we want to help you see that Lifeline is a ministry, one ministry that's spread across many different states and many different programs, but ultimately together for one purpose, to make the glory of God known by equipping the body of Christ to manifest the gospel to vulnerable children and orphans. And so today we are just delighted to have Blake Rogers with us. Blake is our director of our Georgia office and oversees not just the operations within the state of Georgia, but also the ways that the programs are glorifying God throughout the state of Georgia. And so, Blake, we're delighted to have you here. If you will, just introduce yourself to the audience and let us know a little bit about how the Lord called you to Lifeline and what you believe sets Lifeline apart, especially Lifeline in Georgia.
Yeah, so Blake Rogers, I'm originally from the great state of Georgia, and moved up to Louisville, Kentucky to do undergrad and then graduate work at Boyce College and the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And during that time, had a lot of opportunities to learn, to grow, and to be invested in. And over the years, got connected to Herbie through the adoptions that my parents have gone through. I've come from a family of that has seven adopted siblings. I'm one of nine. And we have always had, because of that, I've always had a heart for adoption. The Lord's really used adoption in my life to sanctify me, to grow me, to really teach me more clearly what the gospel means, what it means to be adopted as a son of God through the grace of Christ. And so I would say that's how I came to know Lifeline, just by way of connection, having gone through it before with family. And then I love Lifeline because of what how Herbie introduced this thing. I mean, it's an organization that centers on manifesting the gospel to vulnerable children. But we also believe that that happens through the local church. And I've also been a part of bivocational ministry in the local church for about 5 years now. I have a passion to see the church own and fulfill its mission, its God-given mission of caring for orphans. And so I'm excited to be a part of an organization that exists for that reason, and look forward to seeing how we can empower, encourage, motivate, serve churches in Georgia to do just that.
So Blake, you mentioned that the Lord called you to Lifeline out of a bivocational ministry. Obviously, you're working at Southern Seminary as well. Had a heart for youth and reaching youth. How do you see the ministry of Lifeline really just kind of coming into this heart for the church and this heart for young people? How do you see your role in Georgia being able to accomplish both of those things?
Yeah, so I'm passionate about youth, children, because we see Jesus is passionate about youth and children. I have told many people, and even my former local church, you know, I am passionate about discipleship first and foremost. And the opportunity that the Lord opened up for me was to serve youth. And that's just what I did. And my wife was a great servant with me in that. And as time has passed and this opportunity has come back to work, this opportunity to work for Lifeline has come up. This is what we see as God's way of opening another door to do discipleship just with another realm or group of people.
Yeah, so as we look at Georgia specifically and knowing that you want to engage the church in Georgia, what are some of the services that Lifeline of Georgia is providing today for the residents of Georgia and for people to get engaged to truly disciple vulnerable children and orphans?
Yeah, so there's several ways. The first and foremost is adoption. We want to see families, gospel-centered families, come from churches, lining up out of churches to adopt. And we want them to be equipped in that endeavor. We want them to be mission-minded in that endeavor. But we want to see people coming to and realizing that adoption falls on God's people. It falls on the church. And we want to see people do just that at the international and domestic levels. We as a ministry, we're going to walk people through that process. We're going to show them the need, and we're going to teach them how they can become certified, how to apply and do all these things to be ready to welcome an orphan into their home. And so we do that as a ministry, and then we'll also, on the back end of that, hold their hand and make sure that they have the tools necessary to do that, to parent an orphan in a gospel-centered way that invests, yes, in their physical needs, but ultimately in their spiritual needs.
Right. And I know part of the ministry as well is to minister to ladies going through crisis pregnancies, many times unexpected pregnancies. And the heart of the ministry is to be life-affirming and not just pro-birth. We don't just want to see that baby born, but ultimately want to care for these women. What are ways that people can get engaged through caring for women? Or maybe somebody's on here and saying, I want to adopt. What are ways to get engaged with you and get engaged with Lifeline Georgia?
Yeah, one of the ways that you can get engaged is by coming to info meetings, by reaching out to me personally. I would love to set up meetings, to come to churches, to host seminars, whatever, to get the church engaged. And I can be reached through the Lifeline website, through my email, blake.rogers@lifelinechild.org, and would be happy to set up meetings with anybody who's interested in that. Some other things that we're going to be doing with our staff there in Georgia is reaching out to these crisis pregnancy centers and hospitals to let them know that as they have ladies and women who are coming in these situations, in these hard situations, that we are going to be a resource for them. And our hope is that they'll point these ladies our direction. And so there's a lot of different ways to get involved, and I would love to come and meet with anybody who is interested in doing that.
And so just in closing, like, give us your vision that you believe God has birthed in your heart for the state of Georgia, and so people, as they're listening, can go, that's something I want to get behind. Tell us what that vision, that big, huge vision is for the state of Georgia with Lifeline.
Yeah. My vision is that the churches would own the mission of orphan care. That's not my vision. That's God's vision for the churches. And so I am excited to be a part of an organization who's going to do everything that we can to make sure that every church understands that orphan care is their role, and then also provide them with clear direction on how to fulfill that ministry and that role. And so that's my vision. It centers on the Word. It centers on James 1:27. It centers on a plethora of other scriptures that point to the fact that God loves and cares for the vulnerable. We see that in Jesus's ministry. And so I'm excited just to be a part of that.
We're excited to have Blake with us and a part of our team here at Lifeline, and certainly his heart for the church, to help the church see the mission of caring for orphans and widows in their distress, and ultimately revitalizing and reawakening the church in Georgia and throughout the United States and ultimately around the world to care for orphans and widows in their distress by showing them the gospel of Jesus Christ. We reach out to orphans. We defend the fatherless, because ultimately God is the defender of the fatherless, and he has adopted us in his great grace. So if you want to get connected with Lifeline Georgia, please don't hesitate today to email Blake at blake.rogers@lifelinechild.org. Thanks for listening to the Defender Podcast. For more information or to connect with me, please visit herbienewell.com. To partner with Lifeline, visit lifelinechild.org. Follow us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/LifelineChild. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for Lifeline Child. And for more information about how you can get engaged with Lifeline, you can always email us directly at info@lifelinechild.org. Beloved, will you allow God to use the gospel through you to impact the life of a child? Please contact us, because we are here to defend the fatherless. We will see you again next week for the Defender Podcast.